We should mention you're doing an Austin City Limits here soon.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I've always wanted to do Austin City Limits.
Are you a newbie then? This is your first time?
First time. I've been begging for 5 years, you know, for my managers to get me that gig.
That's got to be cool when you get the call. Okay, it's a done deal. You're in.
It was. It woke me up in the morning. It was like my manager, publicist, everybody called me and said, wake up, we got good news for you.
You know, there are certain things that, you know, little mile markers in mm-hmm. your life that, you know, wow, I can't believe I did that. I get that opportunity, you know, and that's definitely when you're on Austin City Limits, you know. You've got something going on.
Thank you.
And then you're going to be a part of the Lilith Fair tour as well.
I am. That tour had a huge part of shaping the kind of artist that I am.
Mm-hmm. And according to, they just announced dates, July 2nd, Ridgefield, Washington, July 3rd at the Gorge. So are you going to be a part of those shows?
You know, it's sadly, I don't think I'm going to be a part of the Gorge. I'll probably go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'll sing with Sheryl Crow or something, but I want to go and be a part of it because the Gorge was, you know, that was my stomping ground for so many years. And I went to, let's see, a total of 5 Lilith Fairs there.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were only 3 years, but two of the 3 years had double shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I got to be there for that.
I went to the first one. I took my daughters, my wife.
Good for you.
I went because, you know, there were some awesome artists there. And I thought, wow, Tracy Chapman. I thought it'd be cool to see Tracy. I felt outnumbered by the, you know, I was like, where's all my bros? But man, I just sat there and I got one act after another and you're just going, I can't believe that this is happening, you know?
Yeah.
And it turns people on. I mean, they've got these up and coming acts and then you've got the main stage acts and just a real cool place
and
to
discover.
And then
you've got booths of like social activism and outreach for the local community. Each community the Lilith Fair goes into, they benefit that particular community. And that's one of the great things about Lilith Fair is it's that localized outreach.
Yeah. And that's something that you are an activist and you get behind the right causes and you're out there just doing whatever you can do to help make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Hats off to you.
Thanks a lot.
What do you want to do next? Do you have another song on your
Speaking
hit list?
Speaking of activists.
Okay.
Let's play, I would be remiss if we didn't play an Indigo Girls song.
All right. Now, you guys have worked together a little bit. I mean, you sing on each other's record. Now, didn't you just do a song with one of them? What did I see on your website?
Me and Emily.
Let It Go.
Yeah, we did a song called Let It Go that we wrote together for the Fight the Fear campaign. It's a self-defense organization for women in the Northwest.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was sparked by we had a rough summer in Seattle, you remember, with all the cops getting killed and people mm-hmm. being attacked. And it just caused a lot of fear. And one specific incident, you know, kind of sparked me and the police department, this self-defense organization and the Indigo Girls to want to start something to restore some sort of confidence in women in our area. So it's called Fight the Fear campaign, and all the proceeds go to it. The song's called Let It Go, and it's available on Amazon exclusively.
Okay. And you can find out more about the organization on your website, too.
FightTheFearCampaign.com.
All righty. Well, this is Brandy's Pick. Indigo Girls, Shame on You, Clear 101.7.
The windows and they shine in the sun. They tell me wake up early in the morning sometimes, see what a beautiful job we've done. I said let's put on some tunes, sing along and do a little all day. Go down through the riverside, take off our shoes and wash these sins away. The river said la la la, said shame on you. Ever said la la la, said shame on you. I go down to Chicano City Park cause it makes me feel so fine, and when the weeds go down you can see up close in the dead of the winter time. But when the summer comes everything's in bloom and wouldn't know it's there, and the white folks like to pretend it's not, but their music's in the air and you can hear them singing la la la, said shame on you. You can feel them dancing la la la, said shame on you. A friend Tanner, she says you know me and Jesus, we're of the same heart. The only thing that keeps us distant is that I keep getting wash the blues away. Beautiful ladies walk right by, you know, I never know what to say.
Clear 101.7, the Indigo Girls, Shame on You. One of my favorite Indigo Girls songs.
It's a great one.
It's Brandi Carlile's pick right there. She's in the studio with us, and tonight she's performing again at the Tower Theater. And those of us who were there last night, I know a lot of you bought tickets for both nights. So, yeah, you're in for a treat. You said last night you might mix it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we have a couple surprises for tonight. One in particular that the twins are hoping to pull off. And if we pull it off, it's going to be pretty great. Tonight's going to be really great.
Damn it, I didn't get tickets for tonight.
I think I could probably give you my pass if you want to commit.
Well, that's awful nice of you. You never know. We might have to talk after this. So we're going to get ready to cut you loose. I know you got your real life to lead, so.
Well, I want to say a big thank you to Clear 107 for having us on, for having me on today. And I think that allowing me to guest DJ and choose some of these songs and talk about my activism is just, it's head and shoulders above what any other AAA station would do. And I just truly appreciate it. I mean, over the course of the last 20 minutes, you've played two, you know, virtually unknown artists, and it's just been a really special thing, so thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Brandi.
It's too kind.
Well, you know what? Sharing the love. That's what it's all about. And thank you for coming in. And let me tell you, you have a standing invitation. I know you're a fishing freak, so you next time you're over here, you're going fishing.
Oh, you be careful. I'll take you up on it.
You give me a call and you go, hey, I want to play DJ, and we'll get your songs racked up and we'll do it. It's been fun.
Maybe next time Iron Maiden, right?
Oh, God. That would be great. A Maiden fan, Macy, right here.
Run for your life. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, you just went up a notch when you said you're a Maiden fan. I like that.
That's right.
All right. Well, our thanks to Brandi Carlile, and enjoy the show if you're going tonight. And we're back with more music here on Clear 101.7.
Afternoons with Doc on Clear 101.7. To connect, call 389-1088 or email Doug at clear1017.fm.